Hi again, everybody, and thanks for joining us on this edition of the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. My guest this morning is Mr. Dan Hall. Dan had an outstanding career at Marshall County High School and at Vanderbilt University, was a member of three state tournament teams at Marshall County High School, as a member of the Marshall County Athletic Hall of Fame. Dan, it's good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
We're going to tell some stories about your days at Marshall County and also your days at Vanderbilt, but as I mentioned a moment ago, you were part of three state tournament teams at Marshall County High School, right?
That's correct. I was very lucky to be part of some very good teams. It wasn't just me. You look at the years before me, the years with John Solomon, Terry Birdsong, Mitch Cothran. We had some very good players. And then along with me, Dax Myhand and Aaron Beth, there were some very good players that I was lucky enough to be part of.
That was really a tremendous stretch for the Marshall County program, starting Barry Goheen's group and that great team that went to the state tournament for the first time in the boys program history, on through over the course of the next several years with you and those guys that you mentioned.
Yeah, we had a stretch there where some of our toughest games were in practice. The second team often gave the first team a good run for their money in practice, and that's what made us better. And a lot of the kids nowadays who think they're on JV and they're just going through the motions, they don't understand that they're not only making the players better that are playing, but themselves better. And it just kept going on and on. And it was, with Barry was just before me, but I was practicing against those guys when I was very young and getting beat up every day, but I was learning how to play the game. And then as I get older and stronger and better, those guys they kind of took you under their wing and you learned from them, not only the coaches, but it also made you play hard and fight for minutes.
Dan Hall is our guest this morning. You played your junior high basketball at North Marshall.
That's correct.
And, of course, your dad had been a member of some really fine teams at North Marshall, and like you, he played collegiately at Vanderbilt.
Yes, he played at North, and he got out just before they won the state championship, and then he went to Vanderbilt and left the year before they won the SEC. But he too was part of some very good teams and got to play against some really good players, and that's where I get my work ethic is from him. He always instilled in me, didn't matter what you do, you're going to do it hard. But he was a lot smarter than me. He was able to go to college and get a chemical engineering degree at the same time. And that's using a slide rule instead of a calculator. So that's pretty impressive.
Dan Hall is our guest this morning. You played for Coach Alan Hatcher. Talk about Coach Hatcher and the way he helped to develop your game.
Well, one good thing about Coach Hatcher was he started young. He started the basketball camp around here and really got it to where it kind of is now. He started the kids young and started teaching the fundamentals young. I remember him coming to North Marshall when I was in the seventh grade. And that's when he was first starting here and started teaching us fundamentals and started making the coaches teach the kids fundamentals for what they would need in high school. So when they got to high school, they already knew most of what he needed them to know. And then as far as playing for him, everybody's always heard the stories about how tough practices were, all the drills we did to instill aggressiveness. But 75% of our practice was on defense. And if you go back and look at our stats, with the amount of points that we held teams to, you'll see where that was, that was just fundamental. Then all of us playing together, like I told about earlier, having a group of guys that it didn't matter what, we didn't care who scored. We cared about the win. It was never individual. Even with all the great players we had around here, it didn't matter who scored. We just wanted to win the games. And it was just lucky to be part of those teams. And a lot of that came from Coach Hatcher.
You told me once before that one of your more memorable victories during your days at Marshall County was when the Marshalls defeated Oak Hill Academy out here at Reed Condor Gym one night.
Yeah, they kind of walked into a buzzsaw. They didn't understand coming in here to a crowd. I'm sure they play in front of crowds, but Marshall County was packed every night. At least when I played, it was a full gym every night. Didn't matter who we were playing. But that night, it was packed and overflowing. And then Oak Hill walks into a group of guys of just a regular high school team, wasn't put together or anything like that. And we were as big as they were. And we controlled the tempo. and they didn't know what to do. When you have a point guard like Aaron Beth who doesn't make bad decisions, who can push the ball and score on the break or pull it out and run the flex offense until they're dizzy, and then you get a layup, it drove them crazy, and that was different. And playing against those guys who turned out, you know, playing in the NBA, a lot of them, and beating them here with just a regular high school team, and it was definitely special.
Your senior year, Dan Hall is our guest, by the way. Your senior year at Marshall County, you make the trip. The team makes the trip down to South Carolina, plays in the Beach Ball Classic. And that was a star-studded event from the standpoint of all of the guys that eventually went on and had great college careers, yourself included. But then you had Grant Hill, I think, was in that event. His team was there. Kenny Anderson's team was there, and I'm sure I'm forgetting of some others. But
there was a guy from Kansas, Hathcock was his name, best leapers I've ever seen, and we actually beat his team. It was pretty amazing to go down there and see that kind of talent, and the teams, it was a display for us because we weren't used to the athleticism that we saw in that tournament for a regular high school team. But we played well, and something a lot of people may not know about it, they had a five all-tournament team. And on that all-tournament team were two Marshall County guys, and Kenny Anderson, Grant Hill, and Luther, oh, I can't remember his last name, he ended up playing at Georgetown. He was 7-1, and then Aaron Beth and myself on the all-tournament team. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, it really is. And another thing about your high school career that has not been duplicated since, as far as a team accomplishment, you have not had on the boys' side a three-peat regional championship. Your team won it in 87, 88, and 89. Hopefully the Marshals of 2013 will duplicate that and make it a three-peat as they won the last two. But it hasn't been in the 20-plus years, it hasn't been done since.
Well, I hope they can do it this year. They seem hungry. Gus has got to move them in the right direction. And these kids are coming out, and you can tell by last year how hard they played. He would play seven or eight deep, and it didn't matter if he took somebody off the bench. They came in and played hard and did their job. And Gus is doing a great job, and hopefully they can three-peat this year. They didn't seem to drop off a lot of talent when they were coming off the bench, so maybe they can do it again this year. I'm hopeful for them.
Dan Hall is our guest this morning. We're reminiscing right now about his days, a great career at Marshall County. He was an all-state player at Marshall County High School. Your senior year, you win the region for the third consecutive year. You go into the state tournament. Your opening round opponent is Clay County. At that particular time, I think they were ranked number one in the state, undefeated, brought an undefeated record into the state tournament. That state tournament run to the semifinal round was remarkable because to get there, you had to beat the number one team in Clay County. Then you had to turn around and beat the number two team in Madisonville, and it was a team that just a couple of weeks before that had gotten you pretty good at their place. That was a team that was led by Travis Ford. So go back and talk about that state tournament run.
Yeah, what a draw. That was when we got that draw and we got Clay County, they were undefeated at the time. But we were happy with the draw. We knew the matchups. They had Russ Farmer, Richie's little brother. And we were happy with that draw because we matched up well. They shot the ball well, and we had shooters. Heath Dunnigan, Dax Myhan. We had all around me, everybody could shoot. And we matched up with them well. But inside, they didn't match up with us. They had big guys, but they weren't very tall. So we enjoyed that matchup, and we thought going into that game, hey, we can win this. We finally got away from Allen Houston and Louisville Ballard and didn't have to play them first round. So we thought, hey, we can win this. And we honestly didn't look past that. We thought, well, we'll probably play Madisonville, but we'll. So we went up there, we played them, and we played well. Our shooters just shot the lights out of it, especially in the second half. It's amazing I can still remember this. But we won that game. The next round, we're playing Madisonville again, and they just got done thumping us at their place. And we get down in the first half. I can't remember. We were down double digits at halftime. And then we had a spirited speech at halftime and came out the second half and just locked them down. Aaron started picking up Travis at half court because pretty much if Travis passed half court, he was in range. he started picking him up at half court and really quieted him down, and we took off, and we ended up beating them in the last minute or so of that game. And then, as the luck would have it, our third round pick is the number three team in the state, Louisville PRP, and I don't know if we ran out of gas. I know I didn't have a good game. They had two big football players guarding me and just beat me up the whole game, and they got the best of us then. But boy, I wish we could go back and play that one again.
You needed that game to just last about 90 seconds longer, because you'd gotten down quite a bit in the first half and then started chipping away and chipping away and chipping away. And if you'd had another minute or so, Marshall County perhaps is playing in the state championship that night.
We finally got things all lined together and finally figured out a way to stop them, but it was just too little too late.
Dan Hall is our guest this morning, member of that 1989 state semifinalist team at Marshall County High School. Talk about, you mentioned the crowds and so forth, and just the overall atmosphere back in those days, particularly when you would play Graves County, Paducah Tillman, a game like that, or at a regional tournament setting.
It was really amazing, and we had, not only did we have a big crowd and a lot of people there, but it was a loud crowd. That gym was rocking, and think about a few years ago when we would have Hoop Fest, how big the crowd was. That's what we had, but 90% of that crowd was cheering for you, and it was amazing. And when I went off to college, and you know, all the players talking about their high school days, they just couldn't believe that we had not only had a gym that size, but that that many people supported us. And you know, I still remember the days going to the state tournament, and the Marshall County fans, you see signs on the town square, turn the last one out, turn the lights out, because everybody was supporting the state tournament. Marshall County has some of the best fans in the state, probably in the country, supporting their sporting teams. And we have a bunch of them, but they're still there. They're still showing up, and for the most part, most games, they're still into the game. And if you don't believe me, listen to what they say to the refs. They still hadn't got a call right.
Dan Hall is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. You mentioned Travis Ford, and a great player, certainly had a fine college career too, now head coach at Oklahoma State. He was a guy, and when you said, we crossed half court, and those of a younger generation that don't remember Travis's high school days will have trouble envisioning a guy that truly, when he crossed the mid-court line, he was open. And he would pull up from 30, 32 feet. And the thing about it is he had the green light because he could make them.
Yeah, that was the key. And that's how Travis, because he wasn't very tall, and that's really the only thing that stopped him from moving on after college, and it really affected him in college from being as effective as he could be, was his height. But in high school, he had the green light. The coach gave him, he could do anything he wanted to. He could penetrate and shoot, or he could pull up from anywhere because he could hit him. And I played with Travis every summer on in all-star teams from my freshman year on. And it wasn't natural for him to do that. The kid worked his tail off, and he shoot 1,000 jump shots a day. But when he came across half court, literally, I can think of four shots when they beat us during the regular season that he pulled up from the circle at half court and shot and made. He was that good a shooter, and it caught everybody off guard because nobody expects anybody to pull up from there. But he had incredible range, especially for a guy his height and size, and he had the green light. Hey, if you feel it, shoot it, and he did frequently.
Dan Hall is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. When we come back, we'll talk about his days at Vanderbilt. Thanks again to Dan Hall for joining us this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. In the first segment, we talked about his career at Marshall County, those great days and those great teams that he was a big part of. So you go on to Vanderbilt. We mentioned the fact that your dad, Jerry, had played at Vanderbilt from 1959 to 1963. During the recruiting process, talk about some of the other teams of note that were in pursuit of Dan Hall back in those days.
Well, I was lucky. I was athletic like my father. So we're going to the basketball camps. In those days, five-star basketball camp was one of the premier camps in the nation, and Coach Hatcher took several of us up there. And after my seventh grade year, I could dunk a basketball fairly easily. And that was not common, especially for a guy. I wasn't extremely tall at that point. And I started, because of that and all the coaches that were there, I started being recruited early because of my athletic ability. I couldn't shoot, couldn't dribble, but I was athletic. And as my talents improved, I started being recruited by some pretty good-sized schools. And I really I had a lot of choices. I had it narrowed down to my final group were all good schools, Duke, Stanford, Rice, and Vanderbilt. But with my father going to Vanderbilt, I'm one of the few people in Marshall County that grew up a Vanderbilt fan. So when Coach Newton showed a lot of interest in me, I was really dialed into them, and if I was given the chance to go there, that's where I wanted to go, and I was lucky enough to get that opportunity.
You were, with your Final Four, you were going to get a quality education whichever direction you went.
Well, that was something instilled to me by my father, saying, hey, basketball's not forever. You may play in the NBA, you may play professional basketball, but it's still not forever. You need to get an education, and that was stressed all the way through elementary school, high school, everything, and then in college, getting my degrees.
I'll make sure I got my timeline right here, because if memory serves, you graduated in 1989. That was also Coach Newton's last year at Vanderbilt, right?
That is correct.
And he takes the athletic director's position at the University of Kentucky.
That's correct.
At that point, did Coach Fogler come in at that point?
That's right. CM signed me. I was signed by CM and his staff, Coach Bostic and Coach Martin. John Bostic went on to be athletic director at Villanova. When Coach Newton went to UK, he went to Villanova. And a very respected staff. And Coach Martin went on, he stayed in Nashville and put on a big man camp for NBA players. Shaquille O'Neal's probably his most famous student. But I was signed by CM Newton, and 2 weeks later he calls me and says he's leaving for UK to be the athletic director. So I'd never met Coach Fogler until my first day at camp, on campus at Vanderbilt.
The Coach Fogler inherits what at that time was a program that was really on their way back up, because going back to the time that Barry Goheen comes to Vanderbilt, they had some good recruiting classes. They've been to the Sweet 16, the NCAA tournament one of those years, and that was a program that was really in good shape when Coach Fogler comes in, and he had kind of had that North Carolina pedigree with him.
Yes, that's true, and this was the time of the bomb squad. Barry Goheen and Barry Booker were part of the bomb squad, and they just graduated. But along with them were Frank Cornett, who went on and played for Milwaukee for a while, you know, Will Perdue. There were some very good teams, and Vanderbilt was starting to rise in the SEC. And Coach Fogler did inherit some pretty good players. They just lost Barry Booker and Barry Goheen, and my freshman year was a little rough moving from that. But Coach Fogler did a good job of recruiting and bringing in players. There were four people that came in my freshman year, three freshmen and a transfer from Davidson. And it was a good group, but we were a close-knit group, that group that came in my year. One of the players now, Willie Donick, who has a radio show in Nashville, he was my roommate, and he was a two-sport player. He played basketball and baseball, and he was a much better baseball player, but he went on to that. Kevin Anglin, who was all SEC his senior year, Bruce Elder, who was just an incredible athlete and incredibly smart. He not only was the SEC Academic All-American 2 years, but his senior year he was Academic All-American. He was the National Academic All-American. He graduated in 5 years, first year from Davidson, the next four at Vanderbilt, with his master's in business. So had a good, strong group there. And then Coach Fogler brought in the next year a couple of transfers that were pretty decent, Billy McCaffrey and Chris Lawson. McCaffrey came from Duke, who ended up being SEC Player of the Year, and Chris Lawson, 6'11", 300-pound behemoth from Indiana, who just ended up pushing everybody around in the SEC except for Shaq.
You had 1 year at Vanderbilt. You had to redshirt 1 year because of injury, right?
That's correct.
What year was that?
That was my true sophomore year. I blew my knee out in the SEC tournament my freshman year, and I redshirted the next year. Surgeries weren't the same back then. It took a lot longer to recover from the surgeries, or they thought it should anyway. So I was in a straight leg brace for 3 months after my surgery instead of walking the next day. So I redshirted my sophomore year, and that sophomore year was the year that McCaffrey and Lawson couldn't play, and I was redshirted, and we were beating the first team quite a bit that year.
So when you were able to come back, which would have been a redshirt sophomore year, then things really started taking off for Vanderbilt at that point. And then I guess going into the 92-93 season, didn't you guys win the East Division of the SEC that year?
We won the whole SEC that year. We were the SEC season.
That's right. You were the overall champ. Yeah.
We were the SEC season champions. We didn't win the tournament. We were the SEC season champions that year. We lost two games in the SEC and one to Florida and one to Kentucky. But
you had beaten Kentucky when they had been ranked number one in the nation, right?
Yeah, they were ranked number one in the nation two days before we got there, and then we beat them fairly soundly when they came down to our place.
Is that the most electric that Memorial Gym ever was during your time there?
Well, you know, and Kentucky fans are going to take this the wrong way, but it's electric every time Kentucky's at the Vanderbilt. Kentucky probably doesn't consider Vanderbilt a rivalry, but Vanderbilt considers it one, and it's always loud, it's always full, and there's always Kentucky fans there as well, but it's always a loud place to be when Kentucky shows up. But in those days, so was Arkansas and LSU. You know, Arkansas was winning national championships.
That's
right. And LSU had Shaq and Chris Jackson or Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. They were there, so there were some excellent players at those times.
That was a really terrific era of SEC basketball. That, you know, you mentioned the fact, I guess it was your senior year, Arkansas won the national championship. Kentucky had a Final Four team in 93. Vanderbilt had those great teams. It wasn't too long after that didn't Florida go to the Final Four in 94 as well?
That's correct.
And, I mean, that was a terrific era of SEC basketball.
Very good players. Corliss Williamson at Arkansas, Chris Jackson and Shaquille at LSU. You know, Kentucky always had their steady stream. You know, they had Jamal was the big name back then. Florida had Steve Poole and a whole bunch of other players that were really good during that time. So it was SEC was tough.
Really was, and Vanderbilt was right there. As you mentioned, that 92-93 year, you win the regular season Southeastern Conference Championship. Some really fine teams there at Vanderbilt. Billy McCaffrey, he was a guy, we talked about Travis Ford and his ability to shoot the ball. McCaffrey was just a terrific shooter too, wasn't he?
He was more of a scorer than a shooter. You know, he could shoot the ball well, but he was one of these players that could create his own shot and could score either off the dribble or coming off screens. And he was in incredible shape. He's one of these guys where you'd hate to guard him because he never stopped moving. And it was my job and Chris Lawson's job to set screens all day. And he would just zigzag in between us and just wear people out.
Dan Hall is our guest this morning. You mentioned the fact that Kentucky fans may not consider Vanderbilt a rival. And I guarantee you most Kentucky fans consider Vanderbilt a rival because that's just been a solid program for so long. And Kentucky knows, especially when they go to Nashville, they're in for a game. I mean, that's one of the better rivalries in the SEC.
Vanderbilt's a tough place to play, and for no other reason than it is the fans there. It's not the gym. It's not the benches at the end of the court. The fans, it's loud. You know, every possession is loud. You know, it doesn't matter who they're playing or what the score is. It's loud in there, and it's difficult to stay on what you're doing. The floor itself, the raised floor, I promise you if you talk to any player in the SEC, they're going to tell you they love it. There's no sideline to worry about. There's no goal to worry about at the end lines. And they don't have the coach yelling at them all the time because they're at the other end of the floor. And if you're not in the media and if you talk to the coaches, they'll tell you they love it too because they have an official standing right next to them the whole game that they get to yell at. So it's a fun place to play and it's a great floor.
Marshall County, we talked about this before. Marshall County has contributed mightily to Vanderbilt's tradition over the years with you and Barry Goheen and Aaron Beth and Dan Lange. and Bob Warren and your dad Jerry Hall and Bob Hines. I mean, there's and then outside of the Marshall County in Western Kentucky too, there's been a number of other players who've gone on to Vanderbilt. But Marshall County has made one heck of a contribution to Vanderbilt's success over the years.
We have had quite a little pipeline going down to Vanderbilt, and that's I think that speaks well for Marshall County itself, because most of these people, they're not just going down there to play basketball. They understand the value of the education, and and take it from me, that they don't make exceptions to let players in at Vanderbilt. You make the grades or you don't play there. And it's a very difficult school. It's a small school. Most people probably don't realize it's only 6,000 students undergrad. It's a very, very small school. But, you know, when you got players going down there, they're not just going down there to play ball.
When you get out of Vanderbilt, when your career is over at Vanderbilt, you go on and you played professionally for a little while overseas, didn't you?
I played one season in Spain.
Talk about that experience.
It was different. Back then, European basketball isn't what it is today. Today, you see the Olympics or you see all these other games, and European teams are good. Back then, the American coaches hadn't made it over to Europe yet. And to me, that's what the biggest difference was. There was usually one American player on every professional team over there, but the coaches weren't there yet, and they were still attempting to make basketball like soccer. They were playing one game a week and practicing and doing a lot of soccer drills with basketball. And when I was there, there were just starting to be a few American coaches coaching these European teams, and those teams dominated because they were starting to learn the fundamentals and how to think the game. And I think that's the biggest difference, because every player in Europe can shoot, every one of them. You cannot leave the ball boy open, because they can all fill it up. But their fundamentals were not good back then.
Your degree in Vanderbilt, what did you get your degree in Vanderbilt?
Communication studies.
Communications.
I wasn't smart enough to get my engineering degree and play ball at the same time.
So you play for a year in Spain, you come back, and talk about what you do at that point, because you decide on a career path at that point.
At that point, with growing up in Marshall County and all the chemical plants, I decided, hey, I want to be a chemical engineer. So I go back and get a second degree in chemical engineering at the University of Kentucky. So that was an interesting time, because I hadn't been out of college that long, and I still knew all the players at UK, so I was going and practicing with them and playing pickup games with them and until engineering school got hard. It was an interesting seeing two different schools, and you know, a big school like Kentucky compared to a small school like Vanderbilt. It was a interesting comparison.
Yeah, I bet those pickup games were pretty spirited, weren't they?
There was some athleticism in the pickup games at that point. It was fun, and there were some former UK players that would come back and play, and you know, it was a lot of fun. Especially, people think that, oh, well, there's a rivalry and all the players hate each other. That's not the case at all. Well, you know, it's the fans that don't like the other fans, and the players, we all get along and have a good time. We're just out there playing and having a good time, and there was never any animosity for me going back. And especially that was the time when Ron Mercer was at UK, and I knew Ron from, he lived in Nashville, was recruited by Vanderbilt, and was a good friend of Drew Maddox, who ended up going to Vanderbilt. And, you know, they've been coming to our camps and playing in our summer league at Vandy for years, so I knew some of those guys pretty well.
Dan Hall is our guest. We'll come back and finish up our visit with him in just a moment. Again, thanks to our guest Dan Hall this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show, our final segment with him. So when we left off in the last segment, you're at UK, you're getting your chemical engineering degree at the University of Kentucky. What year did you finish your studies at UK?
I ended up finishing up in the year 2000.
And went to work, which plant do you work for?
I work for Arkema in Calvert City now, but I went to work for, it was still Arkema, but I worked in Wichita for 2 years at one of their chemical plants out there.
Of course, now you have a wife and two beautiful kids and right back here in good old Marshall County.
Yes, and you know, it was proven by the press, but it's something that I knew from living several different places all over the world, that Marshall County is an incredible place to raise kids. So when the opportunity arose for me to come back to Marshall County and work at one of the chemical plants at home where all my family is, I jumped at it, and not too long after that, I was lucky enough to meet my wife and Heather, and I obviously outkicked my coverage there. So I'm lucky to have her, and we have two wonderful kids.
Do you ever play any pickup ball these days? Do you ever get out onto the court any of these days?
Or? I'm almost 42 years old, and I'll go out and shoot around with the kids, but I don't play any pickup games. Maybe Dan Lange will get some of the old timers back together, and we can play some. I bet Aaron and I would still get out there as long as it's not too fast paced. I might be able to play a little bit.
You tell me, you play a lot of golf.
I'm playing as much as I can. I guess that's my new thing to compete at. I'm still doing some running. I'm running half marathons, but I guess the thing I'm enjoying myself right now is the quiet time on the course and just competing against myself, trying to make myself better out there. You know, wouldn't it be great to retire and then get on the senior PGA like every other guy's dream?
Yeah. Dan Hall is our guest this morning. Your teammates at Vanderbilt, those guys that you talked about, you still keeping, obviously I know you see Aaron frequently, but do you still keep in contact with those other guys that you played with at Vanderbilt?
Not too much. I see them every so often, talk to them every so often. Kevin Anglin is a high school coach at Montgomery Bell Academy in Nashville, with Ronnie McMahon as one of his assistants. Bruce Elders in Atlanta. He's working for a huge pharmaceutical company. He's high up in the management there. And most of, you know, the rest of the guys are scattered all over the place. Willie Donick, I do speak to him some, who has the radio show in Nashville. I talk to him. But most of the other guys that I played with are scattered all over the country. And we had to get together a few years ago, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Do you make it down to any games in Nashville?
I try to make a few every year. I think went to three last year, and we try to go down as much as we can, but, you know, with two small kids, it's difficult to break away or try to keep them. I took them to the game for the first time last year, and they enjoyed it for a little bit, but I think they like the mascot more than the game.
Talk about, before we let you get away, I know obviously you're still a fixture at Marshall County games. I know you come out and try to see as many games as you possibly can. Talk about the last couple of years and how important that's been to a guy like you that's such a big part of the Marshall County tradition to see them get back on top of the region.
Well, I'm happy to see the excitement in two areas. First of all, for the players. You know, going back, after you get a taste of it, you want more. So it makes them hungry. And last year, you could really tell they were hungry to get back again because they've tasted it. They wanted to do it again. I'm tickled for them. I'm tickled for the coaches. But I'm also tickled for the fans. You can see the excitement coming back for the fans. The crowds are growing again, and they're excited for both teams. They're both playing well, and they're fun to watch. Both teams get up and down the floor. They pressure players, and the kids play hard. And I think it's wonderful for the county to have something like that to support. That's something different than going out to eat and going to the movies. Hey, come out and support Marshall County basketball, because it's doing nothing but helping these kids.
And even though these guys now, and you and I are the same age, but even these guys now that are playing, they don't have a memory of your high school career, but when your name comes up out there, those guys know who you are, and that has to be pretty special too.
Well, that is nice, and that a lot of that's due to our coaching staff. They're, you know, they bring it back up. Hey, look what these guys did. Look at, and here's how they did it. They did it through hard work and playing together as a team. And they remind them of players like us. And then you also have Aaron, myself, and Dan Lange, who are still back here, and several other players who come to the games and they see us there. You know, and I don't make myself a stranger to anybody. So I'll talk to these kids, and if I see them doing something, I don't have a problem going up and telling them, hey, why don't you try this?
Dan Hall has been our guest this morning. Dan, been a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for spending some time with us and telling some stories.
I appreciate it, and thank you very much.